Right about now, you're in tune to the Bone Champion Sounds of the Gondwana Sound. I'm on Dub Dada, say love and respect from the mighty sounds of the Zion Trade. Do it, y'all.
It's a wide range of music. You're not in a box where, you know, like the normal music you listen at home. It's just such a big variety, and it's such a big opportunity to listen to such good groups from around the world.
It certainly is, and however and wherever you're listening, I hope all is well in your world, and welcome to another round the world music adventure. We call it Gondwana Sound with me, Jill Turner, broadcasting from the heart of Sheffield. Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, an hour of global roots and grooves. Well, we're going to start off in England. It's not going to be long though before we're in Mali. We're going to be hopping over to India and also Nigeria and Zambia. We've got plenty of retro Nigerian and Zambian heaviness coming up later on in the broadcast. Stone funk and plenty of fuzz guitars galore. So I hope you're going to enjoy some retro picks. And one track comes from an album that is now on sale as a reissue for a whopping £32. But actually, that's probably cheap compared to some of the rarities that are commanding hundreds of pounds on eBay. We've got some of that coming up. We've got plenty of music, so stay tuned for an hour of global roots and grooves here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we're going to start our round the world journey in England. We've got two tracks, one from Chumbawamba, but first this one from The Imagined Village, a cautionary tale from their second album entitled Empire and Love. This is Space Girl, and this is especially for Dave Pascal, because I know it's his favourite track off the album. Well, so he says. Enjoy this one, Dave.
No Terran girl could trust the Martian race, but I did, I did, I did. A rocket pirate asked me on a voyage to go, and I was so romantic that I couldn't say no. That he was just a servo robot, how was I to know? So I did, I did, I did. Said that the Milky Way was something to avoid, and I did, I did, I did. She said that Venus was too hot and Saturn not much fun. Bug-eyed monsters tended to be just a trifle dumb. She said I'd need a blaster and I'd need a freezer gun, and I did, I did, I did. Thank you. They say a girl must travel far to find a Superman. Yes, I did, I did, I did. Yes, I did, I did, I did. Oh, I did, I did, I did.
Here comes Nicholas, fiddle in hand.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Into a world that he can't understand.
Dance, idiot, dance.
You can't keep pace with the master race. His feet are going all over the place. He can't see his moves cause there's egg on his face.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Body's as stiff as a cold lasagna.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Cause all he knows is Rule Britannia.
Dance, idiot, dance.
His rhythm's so bad that we're supposing maybe it's cause his legs are frozen. Shouldn't be wearing lederhosen.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Cynical look in his eye.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Arms akimbo, slapping his thigh.
Dance, idiot, dance.
He wrinkles his snout at a likely wench. We've censored her answer and pardoned her French. It's hard for your average ubermensch.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Old Nicholas got up today.
Dance, idiot, dance.
To Cecil Sharp House he made his way.
Dance, idiot, dance.
Wore his uniform just to impress. And said this must be the place, I guess, for joining the EFTSS.
Dance, idiot, dance.
The marvellous Chumbawambas from their new album ABCDEFG, and that's their response to the Folk Against Fascism movement and the misappropriation of British folk music by the far right and those with a racist and nationalist agenda. 17 tracks on that album. It's truly sparkling and joyous, and they'll get you singing along to actually some of the most darkest subjects, such as torture, excommunication, but all done in the inimitable style of Chumbawamba, turning tragedy into travesty. And that's out now on the West Park label. We started off folk-wise as well with a track from the new Imagined Village album, Empire and Love, and that's out on the new Emerson, Concrake and Constantine label, ECC. Featuring, of course, all the regulars of the Imagined Village, Shima Mukherjee, Simon Richmond, Johnny Kelsey, Chris Wood, Ali Friend, Martin Carthy, Barney Morse Brown, Andy Gangadine. You heard the vocals of Eliza Carthy there and Simon Emerson, who I think was one of the kickstarters of the Imagined Village project. It's all about kind of working out a new England. What is England today with all the sort of multicultural input, and what is Englishness? And they were on tour in January, and I'm sure they're going to be at many a Greenfield festival in the summer. You're on a Round the World music adventure. It's called Gondwana Sound with me, Jill Turner, broadcasting from the heart of Sheffield on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and going out around the world on all the W's, sheffieldlive.org. Well, brace yourself now for some incredibly beautiful music, some sheer improvisation from, I think, somebody that must be called a musical genius. Our album of the week is Ali and Tumani, and it's out on the World Circuit record label. I'm going to play you a track in a minute, but first I'll just read you a little bit of a taster of the sleeve notes, which are edited by Andy Morgan after having a conversation with Tumani Djibati, who says, when you're listening to this album, it's like you're reading a book about Ali. The album was going to be a summing up of all the albums that Ali had done in the past. It wasn't about covering old songs just because there were no new ones. No, not at all. It was about revealing all the different possibilities. Once again, it was the very last album he made. Beautifully produced, and there's some gorgeous photographs of Ali and Tumani jamming along. And the track that I've picked for you is Ruby. And this is how Ali played alone in private. If he played to himself and you happened to be in the room with him, he would touch the guitar very softly. It was beautiful to watch. But when he'd got into the studio, the volume was upped by 10, !! But this time he didn't do that. Ruby is a Bobo song that Ali had heard in San, a village on the road to his home in Nyafunk. It must have been a completely new tune to Tumani. A lot of this repertoire was new to him. And Nick Gold, the producer at World Circuit, goes on to talk about how he and his daughter Ruby were in the recording studios when Ali and Tumani were recording this, and they held their breath through the whole of the track because any creak, any noise would come over the sensitive sound of the cora. And when Ali finished, they asked, what's that one called? What's that song called? And Ali Fakature turned round and looked at Nick Gold's daughter Ruby and said, it's called Ruby.
Thank you.
Oh, sheer beauty. You can just tell from the music, you can hear the passion there of Ali for Toumani and Toumani for Ali's music, and the way they just improvise and play in and out of each other. Marvellous. We're going to be having two more cuts from our album of the week, which is Ali and Toumani, just simply titled, and that's out now on the World Circuit label. And if anyone from the NCT groups listening, Isla, Rita, Ilona, Yukiko, and of course Sophie, babies simply adore that album. So if you're having problems putting your baby to sleep, then just go out and get a copy of Ali and Toumani and play it from beginning to end, and you'll have a soundly sleeping baby. You're on a world music adventure. It's called Gondwana Sound with me, Jill Turner, broadcasting from the heart of Sheffield, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Two more cuts from Ali and Toumani coming up. And if you're a bit of a rock fan and never considered any music outside of Europe or the US, it was all going on in Africa as well in the 70s. We've got a couple of fuzzy stone rock, whatever you call it, fuzz guitars, heavy funk. We've got a couple of those tracks coming up, one from Zambia, one from Nigeria, one from a group called Amanaz, and one from a group called Ofej, both reissues. There's a big business now in reissuing the retro albums. But for now, I'm going to ask you to put your thinking cap on. We're going to have a bit of fun. I'm going to ask you, where in the world are we?
Thank you.
Well, how well do you know your Bollywood? If you know your Bollywood films and your soundtracks, you will know that we were indeed in India. And to be precise, the track was a Chik Chokala or Chic Chocolat, and it comes from one of the rarest and until now relatively unknown EPs produced in the late 60s to commemorate this Goanese trumpeter's death. It's music from the film Akri Kat. And I found that on a new release from Neshente. They've been there doing great guns with their funk experience. We've had the Cuban funk experience, the African funk experience, the Brazilian funk experience, tropical funk, and now Bollywood funk. But I think some of the tracks on the Bollywood funk are a little sort of spaghetti western. They're not entirely funky tracks, but I think that one was. And I'm going to dedicate that track to Foro Poro, because I think they could cover that quite easily with Frankie on the sax, Pete on rhythm, Gary Bongo on all sorts of percussion, and of course Sam Peart on his pig, which is actually a little nickname for his accordion, which is the Pegini 650, or I can't remember the numbers. It's like these motorbikes, isn't it? Triumph Bonneville 750s. But he's got a Pegini accordion. And if you read my last newsletter, when I referred to Sam and his pig, I was referring to Sam and his accordion. But I think somehow that's got a little bit misinterpreted, a bit lost in translation somehow. I think someone's ended up with the nickname pig. But anyway, dedicated to Foro Poro, and look forward to seeing you cover that one sometime soon, guys. Well, we're going to stay in India. We've got a new release from Kambuncha, from that amazing label. They are putting out quite a number of albums already this year. This is Kailash Kher and Kailasa and Nomadic Souls, and this is a track, Torba Torba. And listen out, because I swear you can hear a bit of Balkan beatbox influence, or perhaps that's where Balkan beatbox got it from, who knows. Torba Torba.
Toba, 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 up. Toba, 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 up. Toba, 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 up. Toba, toba, toba. Toba, toba, ve, teri surat tu. Masha Allah, ve, teri surat tu. Toba, toba, ve. Surat Masha Allah ve teri surat tu jada vele rab ne banaya mere yaar dil dara dis rab da nazara uff toba 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 uff toba 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 ve teri surat tu Masha Allah ve teri surat tu jada vele rab ne banaya mere yaar dil dara dis rab da nazara uff toba 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 Toba, 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 oof.
Well, don't worry if you've missed any of the tracks or any of the artists. It will all be listed on the playlist section of the website Gondwana Sound, GondwanaSound.co.uk. We'll put the full playlist up there and you can find out more about the music if you want to chase it up and actually buy it and listen to it at home. Well, we'll give you a quick rundown of some of the live music dates. Do keep them coming in at jill@gondwanasound.co.uk. Do send your gigs in and your news. But for tonight, Massey Mass have got a London launch party for their new album recorded in Cuba, La Bala. That's taking place at the Green Note. There is a review on the website also. And the African Soul Rebels tour is well underway right now. We're going to Liverpool on Friday to see them, hopefully catching up with DJ Andy Healy of Africa Beat that's on the radio tomorrow morning. And as a celebration, we're going to be playing music inspired by the African Soul Rebels down at Sour on Thursday night. That starts at 8:30, and the first 10 through the door will get a free CD featuring music from the African Soul Rebels. That's Umu Sangale, the Tipi Orchestra, Dakota, TP Orchestra Polyrhythmo, I'll get that right, of Cotonou, and also the Kalahari Surfers. So come down to Sour Thursday night, 8:30, first 10 through the door, get those CDs. A couple more dates for your diaries. Rafiki Jazz play the Otley Courthouse on the 26th of February. And they're also playing at the Green Top Circus here at Brightside in Sheffield on the 12th of March. And plenty more dates as well. Just check the website gondwanasound.co.uk or go to their MySpace, Rafiki Jazz. That's R-A-F-I-K-I, Jazz after that. Chili Fried, if you're down in London, they're putting a night on with Yabba Funk. Some of you will know Yabba Funk from the Shambhala Festival. That's taking place at the Clock Tower in Croydon on the 26th of February. So that's a date for you in Otley and a date for you in London. And Rafiki Jazz, they're also playing the National Centre for Early Music on the 27th of February. And on the 28th, the Leeds Hi-Fi Club. So do check those dates all on the website, gondwanasound.co.uk. Our friend Jali Philly Sissoko is going to be playing with Tariq Bashir and Moses Bikishoni down in Oxford at the New Music Rooms. Again, full details on the website. And at the beginning of March, the Doncaster Folk Festival Sing Around Kaylee concerts and sessions that takes place the weekend of the 5th and 7th of March. And also our friend Chartwell Dutiro is playing with Sweet Talk, launching his new album in Bath, and there's all full details of that, but that takes place on the 11th of March. And just in case you want to bookmark your diary, but full details on the website gondwanasound.co.uk. Our Spires and Bowden up at Sheffield Union on the 13th of March. And there's a free talk on music and culture of the Bunun Aborigines of Taiwan that takes place at the Department of Music up there. I can't remember what road it's on, but it's off the back of West Street. Again, full details on the website. Well, just one more date for your diary, the 8th of April. Do put that in. It's going to be a good one. Dogan Mehmet and the Deer Hunters, they're playing at the Boardwalk. Darling of the folk scene, a newcomer, well, a relatively newcomer, creating a lot of interest. So that will be a good date for your diaries. Well, since we have only got an hour now, I'm going to fade out our news music and I'm going to go straight to another cut from our album of the week, which is Ali and Tumani on the World Circuit label. This is Wabe. Thank you. Sensational, what can I say? When Ali Toumani was picking at those strings, I had shivers running down my spine, and indeed you could hear Toumani in the background say Touré in response to some of Ali's trademark picking. But what was also fantastic about this track is Toumani's own groove. And at the end of the tune, Ali says, right, I want shakers and congas on it. You can do that, can't you? And so in the studio, they got Vieux Fakatouré and his percussionist, and they did just that, a slice of pure pearl groove. And that comes from our album of the week, which is indeed Ali and Toumani, simply titled, and that's out on the World Circuit label. And we've got one more cut coming up from that later on, a piece of pure improvisation from Chimani Djabati. But for now, we were talking about reissues, and we are going to be playing a few reissues, three altogether, all from West Africa, mainly from Nigeria. The first comes from the album out on the Strut label very shortly, Afro Rock Volume 1. It was originally released on Duncan Brooker's label, Kona Records, a collection of rare and unreleased Afrobeat quarried from across the continent. It fell out of print in 2002, and it was an incredibly influential album, and it probably kick-started the whole craze for all the retro sounds that are now coming out on the Soundway label from Nigeria and from Ghana, and that's also the impetus for all the reissues of some of the Nigerian funk and rock albums, a couple of which are coming up shortly. At the risk of losing my loyal listeners, we're going to be indulging in some Nigerian heaviness and a little bit of Zambian rock. But this track from Afro Rock is from the Daking Dakinos. It sits side by side the Mercury Dance Band, K Frimpong and his Cubano Fiestas, the likes of the Yahoos, the Boko Band, Jingo, Geraldo Pino. Great album. It's going to be out soon on the Strut label. All details on the website. But for now, enjoy this track. It's actually 12 minutes long, but I'm going to have to cut it short. It's the Daking Dakinos and a track entitled Yuda.
Bolingo, oezali présentation, donc musique afro. Nandenge biso zali africain, ibongi tobe taka ba musique afrique, po biso zali bana ya Afrika. Yangwana, saile bino, première présentation, ya l'orchestre afro zaï, ya afro musique.
Ya solo, c'est la vérité.
Thank you. moto mobaya, yuda moto mobaya oh, yuda moto mobaya, yuda moto mobaya oh, yuda moto mobaya, yuda moto mobaya oh.
Well, if you want the full 12-minute, 90-second fuzzed up, psyched out experience, then you're going to have to buy the album. It's a re-release of Afro Rock Volume 1. It's out on the Strut label very, very soon. Well, we're going to keep the fuzz guitar going with somebody that you probably will know, Ike Berkeley, Ike Jones. He put the B in the Nigerian dance band Blow. Well, he was pulled in by a bunch of high school lads called Ofej from Nigeria from the 1970s. They produced an album called Try and Love. This is Nobody Fail. It's being re-released on Academy LPs.
Seen a body fail, you can never see a
and the heavy fuzz damage on the guitar there was Buckley Ike Jones pulled in to do just that job. Rock Nigerian style from back in the day from the band Ofej, Try and Love, which has been re-released on Academy LPs. Originally a record store, or still is a record store in Brooklyn. They've now got a label and they are reissuing also the Mabusas and SJOB movement to funk bands from Nigeria. And also getting in on the action, another label, this time Shaddox. And I don't know, see what you make of this. This is the band Amanaz. They're a Zambian rock outfit from back in the 1970s also. But to get this album reissued today, it's been distributed by Honest John's. It's a whopping psychedelic £32. So I don't know. You let me know if you think it's worth it. Perhaps it is for the completists. Anyway, from the album Amanaz, by Amanaz, this is History of Man.
Tell you something new about the history of the man. He's got nothing to lose. Something better, huh? He stands up between nothing and better. Oh, it's the history of the man. Stands out to lose. Oh, when he's lost, he's human. It's the history of the man.
Well, now I've lost all my listeners with that one. Hopefully some of you are still there for our last track from our album of the week. But let me just say that was Amanaz from Zambia back in the 1970s. And yeah, you all thought that heavy rock was the Doors and Deep Purple, Europe and America. Well, no, it was all going on, obviously, down in Zambia. Well, this is our last track now from our album of the week. It's been Ali and Tumani, fabulous album. Timani Djibouti has been confirmed for the Witchwood Festival at the beginning of June. So if you want to go and catch him live, you get down to the Cheltenham Racecourse. I think it's the first weekend in June. It's around about the 5th, 6th of June. I know it's around when my son's birthday is because I missed it last year. Anyway, without further ado, here's the fabulous Timani Djibouti, an improvisation, something that he made up in the recording studio there and then. It's called Fantasia. Sheer joy. Timani Djibouti from the album, our album of the week, Ali and Timani. And it's all that's left for me now to say you've been listening to Jill Turner. We've been on a Gondwana Sound round the world music adventure. And all that's left for me to say is, as always, one love to the music makers, one love to the absolutely fantastic. Timani Djibouti improvised there and then in the recording studio Fantasia from our album of the week, simply entitled Ali and Timani, out on the World Circuit label right now. And anyone with a young baby who has problems sleeping, go out and get that album. It's fantastic. They love it. Well, that's about it. You've been on a round the world music adventure. We call it Gondwana Sound with me, Jill Turner. All that's left for me now to say is, as always, one love to the music makers, one love to the peacemakers. May peace be with you. We've got a little time, so we're going to loop back to Fantasia and play out with Timani Djibouti.